It's very interesting to see all those verses we have read about Paul being brought down, you know, down on the way to Damascus, and nobody brothers come to him to open his eyes, and then he is fleeing the city by night in very an humble way. And we have to first to go to dust before the feet of the Lord Jesus, before he can use us for his glory. And this is what he did with the great Paul. The great Paul, he brought it into dust, and then he used it. He uses him for his utmost glory. Just a few thoughts here, two thoughts in fact. Have we ever read the life of Paul and have this feeling in us, I would like so much to, you know, to do like Paul did, you know, just to please the Lord Jesus? I mean, when there are young people, sometimes we ask them, who is your favorite character in the Bible? Many were saying when I was young, hey, it's David. And they were speaking of the King David and so and so. And for me, it always has been Paul, in fact, you know, he was my favorite character in the Word of God. And I was always wondering how it was possible to do as much as he did. Well, first, Paul met the Lord Jesus. He saw him. He saw him in the glory. Have we met the Lord Jesus? His glory. Have we seen him? It needs meditation and time. And the other thing, we can look at the life of Paul and say, well, he had such a great conversion story. You know, he saw the Lord in glory. And then he had such a great gift. You know, he was an apostle. He has such a great calling. I mean, I have nothing of those things. Am I called for a small bread, you know, just like a nobody believer for the Lord Jesus? Not so. Not so. There are two things that Paul did that we can do also and follow in his steps. I just want to bring two expressions. Verse 22, it says, but Saul increased the more in power, or I think it's strength, also the other word, the more in power, and confounded the Jews. He increased the more in power. How come? Was he not powerful before? Not in the good sense. Now he increased in the power in the spirit. I would like to put another reference in comparison with that in 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 15, Paul is writing to Timothy. He says to him, occupy thyself with these things and be holy in them, that thy progress may be manifest to all. Occupy in these things. Be partly? No. 90%? No. Totally in them. Absolutely totally in them. He says that to Timothy. I'm absolutely certain and sure that in this verse 22, when Paul was increased the more in power, he was totally occupied of these things. He had this great vision. And all his knowledge of the Bible as a Pharisee now comes back under the power of the Holy Spirit in his mind. And he realizes things about Christ and realizes more and more. And he can't believe it. We see something very interesting. He was occupied, not only of the Word of God, but of the person of Christ, holy in them. So he knew what he was speaking about when he was telling to Timothy, please be 100% into these things, that thy progress may be evident and manifest to all. First thing we can do, we can ask ourselves very honestly the question, well, I'm looking to my Christian life and I'm a bit disappointed. I can ask myself the question, am I occupied of those things? And am I holy in them? And if I answer honestly the question, it will shed light on the why my progress is not as I'm seeing in the life of Paul. But it will also shed light on how I can have progress in my life, just like it was in Paul. So let us go to the Lord. and let us be occupied wholly and totally. Yeah, put the smartphone on the side, shut the radio off, leave the dishes there a little bit, it will wait for you up to tomorrow, no problem. And be wholly occupied of the Lord and the Word of God. And that will brought increase. The other expression, I'm very quick, is in verse 20. And straightway, in the synagogues, he preached Jesus that he is the Son of God. There's knowledge and there's activity. Straightway, he puts into practice what he knows. He had a calling of God, but he's doing something. We will not do as Paul, preaching and preaching everywhere. But the Lord wants to use us for something specific. And Paul is active under the leading of the Holy Spirit. He does something with it. Just like the Lord Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, he says, trade while I am coming. He wants us to use what we have to trade with it and bring a profit out of it. I want to take two expressions from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. To faith, we have to add virtue, which is energy, and knowledge. It's the second thing. And this is what we see in the Apostle Paul here. He had knowledge. He had now real faith in Christ. He had virtue, energy, and knowledge. And both of those things given wholly to them. Well, his growth was manifest to all. May we be all encouraged to be more occupied of him and put into practice what we have, that there might be a real difference for the glory of the Lord Jesus in our life under the leading of the Holy Spirit.